The following is an Art Scroll audio excerpt adapted from the book Loving Kindness by the legendary Torah sage, the Chofetz Chaim. These short audio segments provide a Torah perspective on how we can all improve the world and ourselves through chesed, acts of genuine kindness. Today, our focus is Fueling Chesed's Flight. From the book of the prophet Micah, or Micha, we read these words in chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, man, what is good. What does Hashem require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? The Chofetz Chaim teaches that the world is built upon the foundation of chesed. All Jews are linked to each other by their ability to give and their occasional need to take, a dynamic that weaves the Jewish people together in a fabric of compassion. Chesed, in and of itself, is obviously a concept of immeasurable intrinsic value. Nevertheless, the words of the prophet Micha teach that chesed alone is not the ultimate goal for a Jew. There is an added element, ahavas chesed, the love of chesed, that takes this already powerful vehicle for serving Hashem and fuels its launch into the heavens. The Chofetz Chaim explains the difference between performing chesed and loving chesed. One can discern this difference for oneself by examining the thoughts and attitudes that accompany an act of chesed. For instance, when the charity collector knocks on the door, a person may experience a momentary sinking feeling. He may think, I haven't got time for this, or I haven't got money to give away. He knows he would much prefer the collector to bypass his house. The contribution he gives will be chesed, but there is no ahavas chesed, no loving of kindness in this act. Contrast this with another scenario. There is a family that advertises itself in the local Jewish newspaper as the place for out-of-town charity collectors to come for free room and board. This family considers it a triumph when they hear that knock on the door. They feel just as enthusiastic about the time and money they put into this venture as they might feel about putting the same time and money into a family vacation. In another example, a man commutes from a suburb each day to a major city an hour and a half away. He constantly asks those with relatives or business in that city, do you need a ride? Do you need anything delivered? He looks for his chesed customers as aggressively as he would for paying customers. The simplest way to identify the feeling of avas chesed is to think about the way one feels expending time or effort on one's own family. One wants for his son's bar mitzvah suit to be the very best he can afford, a perfect fit, of good quality and comfortable. One takes pride in seeing his son wear the suit. The parent doesn't feel that he's lost money in this endeavor. He feels only a sense of gratitude and joy at having been able to give. This is the attitude Hashem wants each Jew to develop toward chesed. Performing this mitzvah with love and enthusiasm provides it with its ultimate power, far beyond the already potent force of chesed performed out of a sense of obligation. Today, when an opportunity for chesed comes my way, I will try to think of the recipient as a beloved member of my family. You've been listening to inspirational thoughts from the book Loving Kindness by the Torah sage, the Chofetz Chaim. To order your own copy of this classic work, please click on the image of the book cover shown here on the audio archive page. To order by phone, please call Art Scroll Masorah Publications at 1-800-MASORAH. That's 1-800-637-6724. Be sure to use the order code LK when ordering by phone.